This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Conversation at 7:30 of the hour on Thursday, the 7th of July, involving Doug, Jen, and Victoria, with a focus on people in the news. I know how Jennifer likes to keep up with Bill Cosby, who is going to court today. His lawyers will
not. Look, once a man's laid in your lap, you're connected
right,
to him,
exactly.
Okay?
Really?
Yeah, right. Lawyers for Cosby will argue today in court that the accuser, the person who has charged him with sexual assault, should be required to testify and answer questions from the defense before the case is permitted to go any further. Crosby. Oh, I always do that with his name. It's Crosby.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash?
Yeah, maybe right. That's what it is. Yeah. Crosby, still, and don't do anything.
That's right.
Crosby, be, yeah, you got it? He's denied.
It was a rough stretch, but yes,
oh,
we got
yeah.
it.
Nobody said there was perfection here. I'm having a horrible time with my voice today. Excuse me.
I know. What's going on? Were you haying?
He was. He had like 400 or 500 bales or
something,
right?
It's sad that Dougie and I have been together so long that when he starts hacking, I'm like, you've been haying, Dougie.
Yes, I have been. All right, so anyway, is this more of the same when it comes to Cosby? Are we in the who cares department at this point, or is this something that the folks will actually pay attention to?
I think everyone thinks he's guilty at this point, right?
Yeah.
Does anyone think that he's innocent except Kanye?
Yeah. Kanye Aww. Thinks that there's a perfect
Kanye
combo.
Yeah, Kanye right. tweeted Bill Cosby's innocent.
Yeah, I wish. I mean,
OJ's innocent, too, by the way, in case you haven't
heard. This story still freaks me out. Like, because I grew up with Bill Cosby, like, thinking he was, like, America's dad, this one is so hard. But you have to think at some point when there's 50-something people coming forward that it's got to be true.
Yes.
Hard for it to all be lies. Maybe some, but not all.
Smoke this fire. Which, by the way, Kara, is that studio still on fire where you are, or are we okay for another hour?
Do we need to send help, Kara? All right.
It might still be on fire.
Oh.
Not confirmed.
You're a trooper.
If everything goes blank, folks, you'll know it's because our main studio and our originating network in Washington, Radio America, has gone up in flames.
It may or may not be on fire right now.
Yeah. Kara's very calm under pressure.
It is, right?
Yeah.
Speaking of being calm under pressure, Gail King has taken the Proust quiz in Vanity Fair. The current issue of Vanity Fair, Gail King, you know her for being
She's
on
Oprah's,
CBS.
Oprah's girlfriend.
Oprah's friend. What do you mean by the term girlfriend? You and Victoria are girlfriends.
Girlfriends.
Yeah.
I think Gail King and Oprah are girlfriends.
I think she addresses the rumor in the new Vanity Fair, too. Yeah. I haven't heard her talk about it until now.
Well, the premise of this, the article, there are two questions which they asked her, and I'm not sure. I never heard of the Proust questionnaire before.
It's the very, very last page of Vanity Fair every year. They do the Proust questionnaire based on the French philosopher. Yeah,
I got it.
It's his type of know-yourself kind of questions.
Which living person do you most despise? What a horrible negative question.
Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what she said?
No, she said her ex-husband.
Oh!
No, the woman. The woman that was banging her ex-husband.
Oh, that's right, too.
Oh, okay.
The woman that she says, Christ, that's right, here it is, the quote. I'm not a huge fan of the woman I caught naked with my now ex-husband on June 24th, 1990 at 9:16 p.m. But I don't remember the details. Yeah, right. All right, so this guy is a Jerkleberger, a lawyer from Connecticut.
A Jerkleberger? I've never heard that one. I like that.
There you go. Yeah. All right, so King was also asked, who's the person you most admire? Now, Jennifer, it's your turn.
Oprah.
So she was asked about the lesbian rumors with Oprah. Oh. She said, quote, in the beginning, it used to bother
Nunya.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I don't want people to think I'm gay. I'm trying to get a date.
Oh, that's
but
what
she
said?
Says, yeah. I don't care. I've given up trying to figure that out. At this stage, if you still think that, it's on you. You know, I think that's appropriate. Why is it that, and that may be said for men, too, men who have been, we were talking earlier, Jen, about men friends and who my men friends are, mm-hmm. and the people that I pay attention to. And I think that, you know, I don't have the typical male friendships, frankly, because I don't do the typical male stuff. You know, McFadden and I might be friends, but I wouldn't go to a bar with him. I wouldn't go out.
That's what he said. I was like, well, wouldn't you go to dinner with him? He's like, no.
What?
Right, if we
you
went together
to dinner
as couples,
with McFadden.
Yeah, I know. I mean, we go, we talk about business. Yeah, I mean, we spend some social time together, but it's usually around business. And I
he's
think
with Bob. You're with Bob a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can I make a look, I think Doug is a completely, if you haven't had the chance to meet Doug is a completely mm-hmm. lovable, wonderful, fun guy to hang out with. But when Doug is done,
yeah.
No, there's no but. I mean, well, there is a but. The but is when you're done in a social situation, you're done. Like, it's like, okay, gotta go. Gotta go to bed. Gotta go to hay because you're a busy guy. And so maybe that might.
Are you talking about when you and I and your father go to breakfast and we're all done and I said, okay, see ya?
Yeah, but I've seen you do it like at parties at my house. You're like, okay, gotta go. It's like, gotta go.
I don't linger. I'm not
right,
a linger.
You don't linger, and that's okay. But I think maybe that, I mean, you know, there's a lot of a guy mentality is just to go out to a bar and hang out all night. That's not your personality is what I'm getting at.
No.
You're kind of like
not interested.
I'm interested in spending
time with the people I care about most. And I was thinking about this, the person I spend the most time with, maybe appropriately, is Meredith. She spends the most time with me as a human being. She spends more time with her horses than she does with me.
Right.
And I spend more time with
her
tractor
like
than I do with her. All right. So next person in the news is Kim Jong-un.
Ooh. Oh, boy.
Now, I wonder.
I haven't heard about him in a while.
Out loud.
You can romance with him if you want. That'd be good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This has not ever happened before, and I wonder why. This is the first time that he's been sanctioned. He has been carrying out random killings, torture, that kind of stuff, testing.
But that's just during the
nuclear
week. On the weekends, he's a fine
weapons,
guy.
Right. Yeah. So the United States, not amused by him. They're going to stop punishing the country and take a shot at him. Hmm. They have targeted the United States.
Was that a movie?
Targeting Kim?
was that horrible movie that
it was a
Rogan and James
awesome.
Franco, right? Where they have to kill him?
I don't. That's an idea. Oh, yes,
and
right.
And it started a whole international controversy.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah, right.
And don't forget the cartoon, America. what was that one?
Team America?
Yeah.
That was the best.
Really?
That was good, too.
All right, so the sanctions announced against Kim Jong-un yesterday. Let's see here. They have seized all his assets in the U.S. What kind of a moron in a place like that is going to have assets in the United States anyway?
Obviously this one.
Yeah,
what does he have? Right. Like, what are his assets?
Well,
Very tiny cars and homes.
bad hair. Yeah, he's got all
barbershops.
Yeah.
They want to scare him to do something with the weapons program.
Good luck. This is a guy who fed his uncle to a lion or something.
Yeah.
Right. Come on.
Yeah, right. Which is from the same page he learned, by the way, from what he studied what Saddam's sons did, and that's what he uses as a way to take care of his opposition. I think I told you when I was in Iraq what I learned about Uday and Oday or whatever their names
were. Uday
and Hussein.
Yeah, they were the worst.
They had a farm protest. Farmers came into Baghdad to protest what was being done or not being done to the sale of their crops. And the leaders of this movement were captured by the guard, that answered to Uday and Kwesi, whatever his name is. They brought them to a public place, and they hung them upside down in a vat of acid.
Ugh.
That's how they took care of the opposition farmers. So that's what you were, and that's, and so Kim Jong-un is taking his playbook from what these guys did. So that's one of the reasons that he's being sanctioned. Yeah.
Well, and his dad wasn't necessarily the coolest guy in town.
Right.
No, but I don't think, I'm not sure, the old man, I'm not sure was that smart. This kid, I think, is dangerous and sort of smart. I don't know what, I would have a hard time defining what I mean by sort of
smart.
We
should ask Dennis Rodman what he thinks.
Yeah, right.
Oh, there's another brain trust.
they're besties.
Yeah.
Speaking of brain trusts, in the next half hour, the saga of Gretchen Carlson versus Roger Ailes. This is pretty interesting stuff. That's the next half hour. 17 after the hour now here.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4000.
We're excited to announce that the pharmacy you trust is now in the store you love. Because CVS Pharmacy is now at Target. So you can expect more, even when it comes to your health. Our CVS pharmacists give expert advice on everything, from dosage instructions to side effects to drug interactions. We'll help fill your prescriptions while you fill your shopping cart. CVS Pharmacy, now at Target.
All right, so we have a problem with violence. One of the things, I'm giving you a little insight behind the scenes, we talk about the stories that we want to talk about, and I don't want to talk about violence. I just don't want to. Murder, mayhem, all that stuff, because it doesn't do anything to make anybody's day better. But I looked at a study that is studying Legos, and the number of Lego weapons has skyrocketed. So kids are being taught playing with Legos. The number of weapons, including Lego kits produced since 1978, when a castle kit included a sword and a lance. Now, the increases in violence with the people who have used the Legos, or that age group, 40% of all images in the Lego catalog contain some sort of violence. And that means there are a lot of guns, shooting references in the Lego catalog. So they say Lego's trying to compete with violent video games. My God.
That's sad.
What kind of a...
Legos are just so wonderful and creative for kids, so it's really sad that you've got to somehow incorporate violence.
Violence. Oy. Food for thought. 21 after the hour.
Hi. hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So far, so good.
What else should I be?
Set up, and I'm being set up.
Oh,
I didn't know.
Being set up. This is pretty calm, actually, Dougie.
Yeah. All right. So the problem is I can't tell whether this is Kurt Cobain or Courtney Love.
What do you think? What do you think?
I'm gonna guess it's Kurt.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
All right, it's weird. So, I haven't heard his voice in so long. It's almost eerie.
Really? I don't know that I was... When I was a jock playing alternative music, he was just getting started in Nirvana.
Yeah.
And I remember listening to it. I was never... I was pretty good at faking my... You know, a lot of guys, when you get jobs as a jock in a format that you're not used to, especially as the radio world has become a more dissected country, jocks don't necessarily know much about country music. To sort of underscore that, I got hired because of my bright personality and morning instincts to do a morning radio program on an alternative rock station in Boston. And I was awful. And the show was awful. I was awful.
Cool. That sounds like a great gig. I would love that. Well, I started out as an alternative rock DJ. I love that.
Yeah, but you knew the music. I didn't know anything about the music.
That's true.
But I remember...
But you faked it well.
Metallica and all that stuff. Yeah,
I
think what got me into trouble was me talking badly about the cover of some of the album.
What is this ugly crap? Back to the music faster now.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, I can see the studio now, all that stuff. It was hysterical. All right, anyway, Courtney Love, Kurt Cobain's widow, and his daughter are determined to get back that guitar that Cobain played during the Unplugged album on MTV. They're performing there. The guitar is a Martin D18E, which, does that mean anything to anybody?
No, I know Martin guitars are really expensive.
Are they?
My brother's in a band, so I know that much,
yeah. Acoustic electric model produced for just 1 year before it was discontinued. On top of being an extremely rare antique, he was left-handed, so this is a left-handed guitar. Why do they have left? Why don't they just play the guitar upside down?
Well, he did. Right. He had it, like, retrofitted, so you flip it upside down. Jimi Hendrix did that, too. So you flip it upside down and put the strings in the opposite order.
Well, how would it... Okay. Then that shows my ignorance about why would the strings have to be in the opposite order? You just have to learn how to play it backwards if you're left-handed. Right?
Well,
you play from the top to the bottom instead of the bottom to the top.
Well, if you flip the actual guitar over, then you just string it the way you normally would string a guitar.
Yeah. But wouldn't that mean if you were the way you were string, you were, most people who play guitars, they just sort of stroke it with the thing they put on their index finger and
the
their
pick?
Thumb? The pick, yeah.
You know the thing.
Well, the strings,
it's more fun to just let him figure it out.
Yeah, that's true.
Different sizes. So they, and they
the fattest string is at the top and the skinniest string is at the bottom.
So the fattest string would be the deepest and the thinnest string would be the highest note.
Yes.
Right? So you just have to... Can you imagine how good that is for your brain, by the way, to do brain exercise? You don't get Alzheimer's and dementia, that sort of thing.
Playing music is great for keeping yourself sharp, isn't it? I mean, any musical instrument.
Yeah. Yes.
Except for, like, you know, your comb harmonica. I don't know if that really helps, but...
All right, so anyway, they're trying to get back this guitar from the... who is this? The Eries?
I don't know this band. Yeah, the Eries. Some band, but it's an L.A. band. Maybe Jennifer's heard of them.
Well, the guy who has it was married to Cobain's daughter.
Yeah, this is what I don't understand. If you have some precious heirloom from your father who is now no longer on the planet, how does your ex-husband get a hold of it? I mean, if you're packing up the house and the relationship has gone south, isn't that one of the first things you go for before you pack up your underwear? Don't you go for, like, your priceless heirlooms?
28 after.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. How would you feel if one day someone suddenly appeared in your house and didn't leave? The stranger slept in your bed or a brand new one that's even nicer. Ate your food or food that even tasted and smelled better than yours. You'd feel pretty bad, wouldn't you? In fact, there's a good possibility that you'd start resenting the newcomer. Well, that's often how an existing pet feels when a new pet suddenly appears on the scene. However, I am a big advocate of adding a second pet, but you need to use that first pet psychology. Make the first pet think that the greatest thing that ever happened since the invention of kibble was in fact the arrival of a new pet. First, I recommend introducing them on neutral turf if you possibly can. The reason for that is this way neither dog feels really, really possessive of the territory, and there's a lot of distractions around as well. Make sure you spend a lot of time with the original dog, and then you spend family time and separate time with each. And make sure that when people come over, they don't stop to see the new puppy, they play with that older dog first again, so he feels that this thing is so great, since this new puppy came into the house, the world is much better. I'm Warren Eckstein.
If you could predict how long you'll live, would you? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. Beyond Call. Scientists say all you need is a treadmill, a heart monitor, and a calculator to predict whether you'll be alive a decade from now. The test, named Fit Treadmill Score, is a measure of your overall fitness. This involves 3-minute trials on a treadmill with increasing speeds and degree of incline. Johns Hopkins cardiologists looked at 58,000 stress tests and created a simple formula to tell you how likely you are to die over the next 10 years. Findings supported what we suspected all along. Fitness level is the most powerful indicator of death and survival, even after accounting for all other variables such as genetics. We are warned that the test isn't foolproof and that it by no means...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859. 9859.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Welcome to Doug, Jen, and Victoria on the air. Kara Schillen is in the hot box in the studio in Washington.
Which may or may not be on fire.
Yeah, okay, there we go. Say hi to Josh Norton listening in Phoenix, Arizona. Hi, Josh.
Hey, Josh.
How do you do, Josh? All right, here's Official America at Work. Lenny Wood, 96 years old, blind. So you'd think people might understand when he accidentally put two glass jars in the wrong recycling bin. Sanitation workers told the veteran that they would not take the bin until he removed the jars. He told them that he was physically unable to bend over and get them out, so they left the bin where it was and refused to touch it for 2 weeks. There you go.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's not nice.
Next.
Okay.
Try not to get too enthusiastic about these. Messina, New York, code enforcement officer Gregory Frigo says inflatable pools. Wait till you don't get excited until I tell you the story. Frigo. Says inflatable pools are a menace. And this year he cited 20 people for having them. City and state codes say that any pool with at least 24 inches of water, even inflatable, must have a permit.
Oh, boy.
Or a 4-foot-high locked fence around them, an audible alarm to let people know if somebody falls in.
Okay. I mean, look, if you're really into safety, that's a good rule.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, personally, I think that they are an eyesore, so
they are, and I'm so, can I make a true confession here?
Next
I've
door.
Been pondering, no, I've been pondering with getting one.
Really?
No. Well, no.
They're right into the neighborhood.
Fine.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was like, this might be fun. I mean, my dad's got a really nice built-in pool and everything, so I could go over there and swim. But mm-hmm. how nice would it be to just, you know, wander outside for a minute and pop
yeah.
in?
Like I did, take your bar of soap, jump into the pool. I missed that this year. I don't have a pool in my new house. Story of Tom Clevin. This is Official America at Work, folks. Tom Clevin thought he'd prepare for a triathlon by swimming across Lake Nokomis in Minnesota. Lifeguard ordered him back when he was about halfway across. When he returned to shore, the Minneapolis Park Police cited him for swimming too far. $1,000 fine, 90 days in jail if convicted. And since he's a doctor, he'll have to report the incident each time he applies for renewal of his medical license. He's swimming across a lake, and it's against the law to swim across the lake.
Is he crossing state lines or something? Like, that's so weird.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, this is Official America at Work. Georgia Department of Natural Resources seized 500 turtles from Steve Santoff. Alleging his possession of them was illegal, a jury ruled in his favor, so the department had to return all the turtles.
Ha!
Agency couldn't quite fulfill the whole request. More than 300 of them died while they were in the government's
takedown.
Possession.
Why does someone need 500 turtles, let alone a turtle?
Okay, again, back to my story. When I was a little kid, and this my house that I live in now was my grandparents' house, there was a next-door neighbor, Jerry and Louis Rodriguez. They were still alive. Hi, guys. They used to have turtles, and I used to hoist myself up over the fence and just watch them. They were awesome. They were
turtles just wandering around the backyard?
In the backyard, yeah, big turtles. So cute.
Government at work.
To be fair, you probably shouldn't have 500, though. It's probably not a lot.
500 of anything is really a lot, unless you have, like, an ant farm.
Unless you're Noah. Well, no, just kidding. He only had two of each. Never mind.
He would have had, right.
In Tinley Park, Illinois, Mayor Ed Zabrocki says police have been overzealous in ticketing cars that don't have municipal stickers on them. Tinley Park residents are required to buy the stickers for road maintenance, but police have been ticketing cars driven by people from outside the city. And outside the state, the police reply, the ordinance allows them to ticket any car without a sticker. That's what I like.
Okay.
Let's make sure we collect all the money that we possibly can, right? Here in Massachusetts, drivers challenge more than 250,000 traffic tickets a year. This year, the state legislature reacted by imposing a $25 fee on anybody who takes their case to court.
Why? Oh, that is so bad. That is not okay.
Government at work.
You have the right to challenge it. Hello.
Mark Watson collapsed in agony. What'd you do?
A speed away from the courthouse.
Yeah, ticket for doing that. Let's see here. Mark Watson collapsed in agony. Had to be rushed to the hospital in an ambulance.
Uh-oh.
Doctors told him his appendix had burst and needed to be taken out. This made Mr. Watson angry and confused since the same doctors had operated on him 3 weeks earlier to remove his appendix.
Oh, my God.
Oh, poor guy.
Oh, people, it's really funny. Okay, so many of you have heard the rumors about Gretchen Carlson and Roger Ailes. I don't know why I find this, probably for me anyway, this is the most intriguing story of the day. All right, so we'll dig around in it in a few minutes, and we'll all have our say, and then it'll go to wherever it goes, but because it's part of the television report. Before we go there, though, an announcement this morning about Chelsea Manning, speaking of government at work, remember the former U.S. Army private who was in prison because she leaked.
Right. I think originally Brandon, right? Brandon
right.
Manning?
Yeah. And leaked classified information to WikiLeaks.
Yeah.
Hospitalized
but then the government
yesterday.
Helped paid for his transition.
Right. Now he tried to commit suicide. She tried to commit suicide yesterday. So, in the hospital in Fort Leavenworth, Kansas.
But isn't she stuck in an all-male prison? She's been requesting to be transferred to a female prison, and they won't.
So what must life be like for her?
You know, I don't care, actually. I mean, it's not my... Look, she wants to take the money and have the surgery. More power to her. That's great. I do not want to have to pay for that. And taxpayers are paying for it.
Yes.
And that, you know...
But see, that's the thing that's weird. I don't understand why taxpayers were involved at all. And how was that even justified? Like, I don't agree with that at all. Yeah. But then, since we did pay for the surgery, why is she still stuck in an all-male prison then?
Yeah, why isn't she in an all-female prison?
Because, right.
Oh, wait a minute. You know what's going to happen? Mm-hmm. All right, this is what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen. We're
going to
now start building prisons for transvestites.
Transgender.
Transgender people. That's
although a transvestite prison might be kind of fun.
That would be fun. It's a great show.
Pause for a moment, and then the story behind the story with Gretchen Carlson filing a sexual harassment lawsuit against Roger Ailes, the CEO of Fox News. This is about as juicy as anything you'll hear today, folks. It's 42 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting buggy riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home and design experts Aaron and Ben Napier. Wedding season is here. Weddings of all sizes call for smart budgeting. So as you plan the big day, keep this tip in mind.
Thoughtful lighting can create a magical wedding space and bring a whole new look to an area. To help couples stretch their wedding budget, look for lighting and decor options that you can use long after the big day. One popular trend in lighting is to string bulb lights throughout your space that are great for outdoor weddings. Many are weather and wind resistant, making them more reliable and safer than using candles. I find many of my favorite decor items like string lights at wholesale clubs. So when I'm shopping, I prefer to use my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card because I earn 2% cash back at wholesale clubs as well as grocery stores. I also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
As you can see, this apartment has crown molding, and yes, that's a working fireplace. Can't you see yourself curling up with a good book? At least until a pipe bursts, and then you'll need to replace your brand new upholstered sofa. That thing will soak up water like a sponge.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
CVS Pharmacy has over 9,000 locations, and now we're inside Target. So whether you're at home, work, or on vacation, CVS Pharmacy is nearby. We could pull up all your details and prescriptions at any of our locations across the country. So wherever you are, we are. And now the pharmacy you trust is in the store you love. CVS Pharmacy, now at Target.
I'm KFC's extra crispy colonel, and you're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of four. But you can shirk that responsibility because my extra crispy $20 fill-up from KFC contains 8 pieces of freshly double-breaded extra crispy chicken, 4 biscuits, 2 orders of mashed potatoes, and a side of coleslaw for just $20. That'll feed them. KFC, it's extra crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
All right, 46 past the hour now with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. The story from the television world about a journalist who was fired after being carried by a couple of older folks over puddles. The journalist was covering severe floods, got fired after she was caught on camera being carried over puddles by an elderly couple to avoid getting her expensive shoes wet.
Did you see the pictures? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm looking at the pictures now.
Put my Louis Vuittons wet, please.
This poor elderly couple.
There's going to be a lot of commentary about this, up, down, and sideways. I've already talked about it a couple of times. Because I've always been a fan of Gretchen Carlson's, and I don't know whether Jennifer's going to convince me that it's not that she doesn't want me to be a fan, but she thinks this is too little too late, if in fact what she claims in her sexual harassment suit is true. So for those who haven't heard the story, Gretchen, who used to be on Fox and Friends until Steve Doocy sexually harassed her there, so she
Brian
says.
Kilmeade.
Well, oh, really? It was Brian Kilmeade, not Doocy. Okay.
Yeah, I've heard, the story maybe it was Steve Doocy, but I had heard a long time that she had a beef with Brian Kilmeade, too. So, in any case, she didn't like those co-hosts because they would be sort of like old boys club, sort of.
Yeah. All right, so she left, and Nails gave her started a new show at night. What was it, the final story or the complete story?
It was actually the real story, and it was not at night. It was at 11 o'clock Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern, right?
Okay, yeah.
So not terrible, and it almost would seem like that was an upgrade because on Fox and Friends, even though it's early morning, she was still sharing this stage with a bunch of her co-hosts, right? So she got her own show in afternoons, which was interesting. Now, here's where the story gets a little sticky. She walked off the set of Fox and Friends. Shortly after that, they brought in Elizabeth Hasselbeck, and they gave Gretchen Carlson the real story. Well, now, her contract was not renewed. She has been off the air, I think, like since June 23rd. I kind of thought she was on vacation, but she was let go. And she's filed a lawsuit against Roger Ailes, saying that she was sexually harassed, saying that Roger Ailes told her once, when she was complaining about being sexually harassed and mistreated at the network, that they should have slept together once. Now, I'm not standing up for Roger Ailes. I don't doubt that he probably said that to Gretchen Carlson. But for me, it's all about the timing. As a woman, if someone sexually harasses you, the time to say something is right around the time that the event took place. Instead of when you get fired from the network, because then it brings you from the victim role to sort of the bitter role. And I don't know if this does her career any favors. Had she said something when Roger Ailes first said this to her, she would have been the victim. Maybe she would have been picked up by CNN, maybe MSNBC. Now it just looks like she might be more Sue happy because she got let go after she turned 50. I mean, it's just,
I agree with that, but I wonder if, and you never know, but I wonder if there were agents and PR people behind the scenes saying, just let it go, just stay quiet, you're doing great, you're on the air, you've got your own show, just let it go. You know, I wonder if she was getting bad advice, too, because that happens a lot.
She claims that Ailes called her sexy with too much work.
Whoa.
And had said to her that he slept with at least three former Miss Americas, but never her.
So it's good to have a list, isn't it? Yeah. And her attorney, Nancy Smith, said that the lawsuit didn't begin with her termination. So maybe it's just poor timing. Maybe they knew the lawsuit was in the works.
Where the heck's Gloria Allred in this one?
Yeah. In any case, she's been really active on social media. She's been talking about, you know, being real. She started a hashtag, Stand With Gretchen. So I think she's trying to rally female support. But
I like her. And I think that Ailes is an old pig, and most everybody, you look at him, he looks like an old pig. So, whether that affects it or not. All right, Jen.
Tonight on TV, old pigs. Diana, if you're into the royal family, Reels is doing a special Royal Secrets Diana File, Reels at 9.
Royal Pains is done tonight, Jen.
Oh, no.
Oh, it is. That's right.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free.
For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
For America's Money Answer Man, Jordan Goodman is here on Good Day with a focus on the aftermath of that vote in England, the fear that's been created, Jordan, and the ideas that we need to get out of the stock market, silly things like that. But are they silly? Are there real reasons to be concerned?
There really are real reasons to be concerned, Doug. This is a big, big surprise. Going into that Brexit vote, as I called it, the bookies were saying 90% chance of staying in, 10% chance of leaving. And leaving one. So it's a real surprise. 52-48. So it's caused tremendous volatility in the markets. The stock market at first plummeted dramatically around the world, lost $3 trillion in market value, and then immediately came right back. So it's caused a tremendous amount of fear and uncertainty in the entire market.
All right. So as we look at this problem, you look at the good things. Interest rates have fallen. Money's pouring into the U.S. because it's safer here than it is in Europe, or certainly in England, it would seem. So what is that doing to the value of our currency, or the value of being here as far as putting your money here?
Well, you're right. Because of all the uncertainty, both in Britain and the rest of Europe, money is pouring into the U.S., which has pushed our interest rates down. The long-term treasury, 10-year treasury, is down to about 1.4%, which is the lowest we've ever seen in our lifetimes, Doug, 1.4%. And the banks, CDs, money market funds, savings accounts, treasury bills, zero, basically. As far as the eye can see, there's no way you're going to earn anything by keeping your money in the bank. And I think that 1.4 could go even lower, maybe potentially down to 1%. In Europe, there are literally negative interest rates. You go to a Swiss bank and say, I'd like a CD, they'll give you minus 3%. You'll get back 97 cents on your dollar. So rates have really come down a lot.
The Japanese are doing that too, are they? Are they
exactly
able to put money in the bank? I've forgotten about it.
It's a very strange situation, but that's the way things are going.
Right. Okay. So let's talk about alternatives. A lot of people want to know what to do. I have a friend who has money in the bond market, and I think she's averaging 4%, maybe 5%. She's very conservative, doesn't want to take any chances, doesn't want to go, she's not outside the box. So what do you say to people like that to begin with, who are feeling that they
need
to
be... Well, go outside the box. I guess the idea is go outside the box, because there really are some good alternatives that most people don't know about to earn much higher yields with a great amount of security. And something I'm doing myself is what's called a commercial real estate income fund. And what that does, it allows you to earn a secured 8% yield. You can either get monthly checks, or if you want, you can reinvest them back in the fund and keep your money compounding that way. There's a website people can find out about it, which is commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. They've also got a phone number, 888-444-2012. Now, this is only domestic. This is not having anything to do with Britain or Europe or Brexit or anything whatsoever. What they're doing is they're lending money to high-quality commercial real estate developers that use it to renovate or build commercial properties. Could be like apartment buildings, shopping centers, assisted living homes, offices, those kind of things. They take the money, they renovate the place, pay interest, and a year to 18 months later, they sell it. And you actually, as an investor in a fund like this, get a piece of the profits when they sell the building, typically 18 months later. So you're going to get 8% a year, and then starting 18 months later, you'll get an additional maybe 2, 3%, something like that, when they sell, which is what's called a quarterly profit sharing. So there's an alternative you probably haven't heard about, Doug.
Yeah, one of the things that I know from my own experience is that real estate doesn't go up and down like the stock market does.
Correct.
I mean, there can be fluctuations, but there's a lot more, there's so much more, I don't know if it's liquidity, but there's stability in it.
Correct.
And that would be what would appeal to me.
Something like this does not fluctuate in value. In other words, you've got your stocks and bonds jumping all over the place here. This cannot go up. It cannot go down in value. It's purely designed for income. And you can do it as a long-term thing if you like. You know, just keep it in an IRA and then have those 8% monthly payments compounding and get them grow it that way. You can do it outside an IRA as well. So say you're retired or semi-retired and you've got money sitting on a CD or bank account earning nothing. You put it in a commercial real estate income fund and get 8%, and now you've got some income to live off of without having your principal fluctuate in value anything. I mean, that's a big difference in today's world.
In order to find out more about this way to earn a secure 8% yield in what really is a 0% world, go to commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. commercialrealestateincomefunds.com, or you can call them at 888-444-2102. That's 888-444-2102. There's a video you can watch, explains the whole thing in detail. Our thanks to America's Money Answers Man, Jordan Goodman. He is known all over the country and all over the world as the man to go to for answering questions about financial security.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.